Classic cars get new lease on life with Leno's Law Revival. California Senate Bill 1392 brings back Leno's Law after the original version failed to pass into law last year. The new bill is co-sponsored by Senators Shannon Grove and Dave Cortez, aiming to carve out emissions testing exemptions for classic vehicles on a rolling basis, starting with 1981 model year vehicles. The new bill requires that, in addition to collector status, classic cars would not be used as the owner's primary mode of transportation. This provision is intended to ensure that Leno's Law benefits car enthusiasts while also addressing concerns about public health and safety. The original version of California Senate Bill 712 failed to pass into law last year, but a new bill has been introduced with refinements to maximize benefits for car enthusiasts. The revised bill has been co-sponsored by Senators Shannon Grove and Dave Cortez, as well as SEMA. SEMA's involvement in the bill is seen as a significant factor in its potential success. The organization represents the interests of the automotive aftermarket industry, which could benefit from the exemptions provided by Leno's Law. The bill requires that classic cars be registered as a collector motor vehicle to receive the exemption. However, the new bill adds another provision, requiring that owners not use their classic cars as their primary mode of transportation. While some may view Leno's Law as a boon for car enthusiasts, others have expressed concerns about public health and safety. The revised bill aims to strike a balance between these competing interests. The revival of Leno's Law could have significant implications for the automotive industry as a whole. With classic cars becoming increasingly popular among collectors and enthusiasts, exemptions like those provided by Leno's Law could help to promote the hobby while also reducing regulatory burdens. The introduction of California Senate Bill 1392 marks another attempt to pass Leno's Law into law. The bill's success will depend on its ability to address concerns about public health and safety while still benefiting car enthusiasts. Ultimately, the fate of Leno's Law will be decided by the California legislature. If passed, the bill could provide a significant boost to the classic car community, promoting the hobby while also reducing regulatory burdens.